So the Jews sent some people to ask who John is. And it never really tells them who he is, but he tells them who he's not. He's not the Messiah. He's not a prophet. He is a voice in the wilderness. And the Jews said, well, if you're not the Messiah, you're not Elijah, and you're not the prophet, why are you baptizing? And John said, I baptize with water, but the coming one will baptize with the Holy Spirit. So what do you think about baptism? In the Bible, in Scripture, baptism has a long history, but you might not recognize it in the Old Testament, but even going through the Red Sea was a precursor to baptism. But there was also a tradition, and it was in the law, that if a Jew touched a corpse or touched a leper, they were ritually unclean. And they needed to be cleansed. And the only way they could be cleansed was to wash themselves in living water, flowing water, not a bathtub, not a lake, but flowing water. And that's the beginning of baptism. But what is baptism to you? What were you raised with? Well, I can be personal and say, you know, I come from an evangelical background, so a conservative household. Everybody had to be baptized or you were never going to go to heaven. That was our ticket to the afterlife. Or it was a life vest from evil. When evil's around, you know, even Martin Luther, when he was wrestling with the devil, he would slam the Bible down and raise his hand and say, I'm baptized, be gone, evil. So we think of baptism kind of as our protection. And as we got older, it became the initiation into the membership of the church. Once you're baptized, you're a member of the congregation. For many, baptism is the forgiveness of sin. But does baptism forgive sin, or does Jesus Christ redeem? And I remember Tevye saying, it's about tradition. We have a tradition of baptism. And lo and behold, we wouldn't want to break tradition. But did Jesus need any of those things? Did Jesus need to be forgiven sin? Did Jesus need to be cleansed? Did Jesus need baptism so he could be a member of a community? He didn't need any of those things. But baptism signifies something more. This is God's sign, a dove descending, the Holy Spirit staying on Jesus. This didn't happen when Jesus was an infant. Jesus was older, maybe 30. It was the beginning of his ministry. He didn't need forgiveness. He didn't need membership. He didn't need tradition. It was commencement for him, the beginning, the commencing of his ministry. So today, what is baptism for you? Well, number one, it's a gift from God, a free gift from God, a free gift of grace, of pure love, of God claiming us as God's own child. And it's our identity. You are marked with the cross of Christ forever. That's who you are. And in our baptismal liturgy, we light a candle and we say, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works, so that they might glorify your Father in heaven. That's your commission. That's your ministry. Now, here in the Lutheran Church, we have this thing called confirmation. Oh, we love confirmation. I wasn't raised in the Lutheran Church, but I've heard all these horror stories about we had to memorize, and we had to memorize, and then we had to stand in front of the congregation, and they would ask us questions, and we would have to answer the right thing, right? Some of you remember that. I didn't have to memorize the catechism until I went to seminary. But confirmation is about, for the most part, information. Information about what we believe. But confirmation is more than that. Confirmation is an embracing of your baptism. It's the beginning of your ministry. It's the beginning of transformation. You were buried in the waters of baptism with Christ, and you were raised to new life, transformed. You live differently now because of this beautiful gift of pure grace. It is the beginning of your ministry. In my home congregation, we always had the kids make baptismal banners. Yeah, some people did, and you were Lutheran, right? Okay, so we would each have a baptismal banner, but also there were these huge banners, three times the size of this banner, and they would have each member of the congregation on there on a small shelf, and it was their baptismal date. And once a year, we brought out the baptismal banners, and they were all around the church, that said, this is who you are. This is what we celebrate on this day. This baptism, this thanksgiving for baptism, gives you energy for life in Christ. So as we celebrate at the Lord's table, I put the font here. When you come forward, I want you to touch the water. And I want you to remember your baptism. And I want you to embrace the ministry that God has given you. I don't know what that is, but you have one. You have a ministry. We thank God through Jesus Christ for this precious gift of baptism and new life. Amen.